thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. With God's help, King Jehoshaphat overcame not just one army, but three. And his victory teaches us how we can win life's battles. First, identify the enemy. Many of us have no clue who the real enemy is. We think it's the person who is interested in taking our job, our spouse, or our money. But many times, the enemy is our own attitude. It's not so much what's happening that gets us down, it's our response to the situation. Before you can win on a personal level, you must identify the enemy. Note how Jehoshaphat reacted when he heard a vast army was coming against him. He was alarmed. It's a fairly typical human response. We see a big problem, panic, and become fearful about what's going to happen to us. And in truth, fear isn't all bad unless we deal with it in the wrong way. We can use it to motivate us, to conquer the problem, and drive us closer to God. It's when we get discouraged, give up, get angry, and start asking, "Why me, Lord?" that fear defeats us. If you're in a situation that's filling you with fear and anxiety today, remember, God doesn't respond to need, He responds to faith. So stake your faith on His unshakable word and stand on His promise. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Unshakable trust in God's word is what brings His help. That's How to Win Life's Battles, Part 1 from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.